You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Luke 10, 25 to 37. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus told him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But the lawyer, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place, saw him, passed by on the other side. But when a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him. Whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I get back.'" Jesus goes back to the lawyer and said to him, "Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus told him, "You go and do likewise." Very powerful, very insightful part of scripture. Okay, we're talking about the Good Samaritan. And in fact, yung phrase po na Good Samaritan, ito ay napakagandang compliment. Di ba pag may isang tao na ikaw nangangailangan ka, and then you experience meeting your need, di ba parang, "Wow, Good Samaritan to, okay to." I remember an experience where I and my wife and my and our baby, nasiraan ho kami in the one of the major highways. And gabi ho yun. And so, grabe, umusok yung kotse ko, tapos hindi na kami makagalaw. So, hazard. And talagang hindi ko alam kung anong gagawin ko. Nang biglang nakahinga na ako ng maayos, okay, pwede, may mga friends ako, pwede ko silang tawagan. And I tried to call them, okay? The one was busy. The other one was far from me. I tried to call some of my group members, but then, biglang dumating na yung mga police. Okay, naka-patrol cars, and one police came there. No, talagang, "Wow, ano to? Sir, anong kailangan nyo?" And then, you know what? These guys ushered me. Okay, kahit may one way, talagang dinaan nila ako doon para mabilis ako makapunta doon sa mekaniko na maaring makatulong sa akin. And those guys are like Good Samaritans, right? When you are in need, they help you. And in this text, okay, I don't know kung may mga experience kayo na gano'n, na nangailangan kayo, na-receive nyo siya right away. But in this text, I want to put it in a framework, no? Grabe lang kasi, interesting, because in this text, there are 2 men in dialogue. Okay? There are also 2 wrong questions that were asked, and there were 2 ethical laws that they were talking about. Okay, 2 men in the story, ito po yung primary characters in this context, bago nila napag-usapan yung parable, it was Jesus and the lawyer. You know, the lawyer is not a civil lawyer, that yung nasa picture natin ngayon, na korbata, may pampalo, di ba? Like a judge or like one who would defend a client. Ito pong lawyer na to, in their time, ito yung tinatawag nating Jewish lawyer. It was a person who is expert in the Jewish law. So he knows the ins and outs of the 10 commandments, even the 600 commandments and the dagdag throughout their tradition and through history. So alam niya talaga. And so this guy came to Jesus to test him. And Jesus, we know He is man. But He's not just an ordinary man, because we know that even before time began, He already existed. Jesus is God-man. He is God who became man. Oh, grabe, no? God-man. He is better than any hero that you know. Better than Spider-Man. Better than Superman or Batman. He is God-man. Okay, and He's not just a story. He's a real hero of our history. And in fact, yung mga superheroes nga na nakikita natin, actually, di ba pag-iisipan mo, totoo to, there's real power in the kingdom of God, and Jesus is actually our hero. And two wrong questions were asked, di ba? What should I do to be saved? And the other question was, who is my neighbor? Mamaya, titignan natin yan. Paano sila naging maling question? Two ethical laws, ethical demands. He said, in the story, it's loving God, but it's not just loving God. We should also love our neighbors. And yun yung pinag-usapan na. So ito po yung setting, just to paint you a picture. Jesus was on His daily, yung kanyang habit or kanyang routine. He was talking and preaching and ministering. Now, one lawyer, stood up to test Him. He was asking, not really to get an answer. No, he wasn't sincere with the way he asked. He was asking to put Jesus to the test. And we saw in the text kanina, no, that indeed this guy put Him to the test saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So here was a guy trying to prove himself na alam niya na lahat, na kailangan mapag-aralan, that there was not any teacher who would surpass him. And this was in fact wrong question number one, because he asked what most people, even right now, are asking. And good thing he asked that. And the Bible can, say and answer that question. The question that he asked, and most people are asking even up to now, is that, what should I do to inherit eternal life? What shall I do to be saved? It's a works mentality. It's a good works to be saved kind of thinking and tendency. Because of the fall, we think like we could earn our way to be in right relationship with God. But as we'll see, in the scriptures, it's indeed by grace. It's not by works. Because salvation is by faith in Christ, in who He is and in His finished work. Salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus. Salvation is by great grace alone. And so, when he asked that question, ito po yung question niya, and Jesus asked him and responded to him with a question. Jesus is so brilliant po, no? He responded not by answering straight up, but he answered and responded with a question. Okay, it was a test to see what's in the heart of the man who was asking that question. And he said to him, ano bang sabi sa law? Ano bang pagkaintindi mo dyan? Ano bang response mo dyan? What is your reading of that? What is your understanding of that? And this guy, as we've read earlier, he began reciting Shema, or the Jewish confession of faith. That the Ten Commandments is actually summarized in loving God and loving your neighbor. Or people, so sinabi niyan, lahat yan, loving God with everything, loving your neighbor as you love yourself. And Jesus commended him and said, "Good job, you answered correctly. May tama ka." But tama ka, sabi sinabi mo. Sige, gawin mo yan, and you will have eternal life. Jesus here wasn't teaching salvation by works. As if pag ginawa mo yan, masisave ka. He was trying to put him in a position where he would realize, hindi ko pala talaga kaya to. I really can't love God with everything. I really can't love my neighbor as myself. But knowing that, sensing that, he began to justify himself. Okay, so sumagot pa siya talagang, ito yung response niya. He, desiring to justify himself, making himself right, said to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" So, invade niya yung isa kasi parang nag-fail siya dun sa first command. Now, he went on to the second part. And this is actually, in fact, wrong question number two. Okay, because he was asking, "Who is my neighbor?" Later, we'll see how this was wrong. And, si Jesus, no? He is so patient. especially with his enemies. He is so tender-hearted. He is so careful, especially even with those who oppose him, that the way he responded showed how gracious and loving he is. Because Jesus could have walked away. He could have said, "Tigas talaga ng ulo nyo, no? Sige, iwan na kita, magpipreach na lang ako sa iba." But you know what he did in this response shows us how he is so gracious. Jesus replied with a parable. And again, a parable is something that would challenge these religious people from their heart to really make them realize na hindi mo talaga to kaya. And so he told us about the parable, and let me just walk you through the parable. Now, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Yung distance ng Jerusalem to Jericho, para yung imagine nyo, Cubao to Alabang. Okay? Lakari mo yung Cubao to Alabang on a donkey or with a, ganun yung layo niyan. And yung taas po niyan, okay, sabi ng mga scholars, 4,000 feet in elevation, drop in elevation. So, hindi siya parang EDSA na pahaba. In fact, another illustration is, I want you to imagine SM North EDSA to SM Mall of Asia. Ganun kahaba yung ano na to, 27 kilometers. Or sabi nila, 17 miles. So imagine that. Pero hindi nga straight, hindi siya parang EDSA, hindi rin siya sementado. Ganito po yung itsura niya. It's rough, it's steepy, it has a lot of caves, it's like a desert. Marami pong kuweba dyan. In fact, ito po yung taguan ng mga masasamang tao. Maraming mga robbers that they use that as their hideout. Ito yung kanilang headquarters. So when Jesus was sharing the parable, alam nila, nakaka-relate sila. It was a real place. It was a dangerous place. And so parang napredict na nila yung mangyayari. May isang tao, naglalakbay mag-isa sa dangerous road ng Jerusalem to Jericho. So, tama naman, predictable. And then nung narinig nila yung kwento, and then he fell, of course, delikado dyan, he fell among the robbers. Parang ano yan eh? Parang telenovela. Alam niyo yun, di ba? Yung mga Pinoy telenovela na alam mo na kung ano yung susunod kasi it's really predictable. And so, nangyari nga yung na-predict nila, syempre, madedelikado siya, delikado dyan eh. And they stripped them and beat him and iniwan siya, leaving half dead. Okay, para siyang kung nakapaglaro kayo ng video game, di ba, may gauge nung buhay niya. Nung binugbog siya, ninakawan siya, parang onti na lang, ilang sapak na lang, patay na siya, di ba? KO na siya. Parang ganun yung itsura nito. And he was there, he was half dead, and mali yung naka-tsempo sa kanya. Kasi di ba, pwede ka namang hold upin na lang sana, no? Sana kunin na lang, di ba? Wala nang ano. Pero hindi, kinuha na, pinagtripan pa siya, talagang binugbog pa siya. Hanggang kawawang-kawawa talaga siya. But when Jesus was narrating this, Ito na yung twist of events. Now, sabi niya, by chance, a priest, when he was saying this, yung mga nakikinig na tao, parang nagkaroon sila ng hope, buti na lang talaga, may dumaan na pare. Okay, ito na yung pagkakataon, tulungan mo na siya, parang nakaka-relate sa story, tulungan mo na. But in fact, as we see, the priest went on the road, and when he saw him, nakita siya, he just passed by on the other side. You know how I wish I could be a good Samaritan all the time? You know, as a pastor, as a minister, I'm guilty of this. Minsan maglalakad ako, kagaya kanina, I'm as students, we are assigned to observe our Metro Manila churches. And I remember walking sa footbridge ng EDSA, sa may POEA papunta sa Robinson's Galleria. At meron doon yung talagang, alam mo yun, nasa sahig na talagang kawawa na. Pero what I did was, when I saw the old lady, dumaan lang ako, iniwan ko na. You know, just to confess, no? There were times that really I could help people, but you know, if only I could be a good Samaritan all the time. But I failed. And I hope, you know, that all of us also would realize that talagang hindi natin to kaya, kasi if we really are compassionate, we will be compassionate all the time with anyone, anytime, wherever we are. But all of us fail in this. And so likewise, he continued in his story, there was a Levite. Ang Levite, ito po yung assistant ng mga priest. These people, a priest and a Levite, they represent people who know the scriptures. People who are close to God. People who should have known what it is to help the weak. They know the law. May ilaw po in Exodus, di ba? Pag yung kaaway mo, meron siyang donkey na hulog sa kanal, may ilaw si God, kunin mo yon, ibalik mo sa kanya. So they know this, but this, hindi ito hayop eh, tao to, di ba? They should have known, they should have helped, but as Jesus was telling the story, the priest and the Levite failed. They didn't do anything about the need that they saw. But here was the twist. Three words. First three words, parang may internal reaction na yung mga nakikinig kay Jesus. Sabi niya, but a Samaritan. Sa loob-loob ng mga tao, I can only imagine, boo, boo, Samaritan, wag na yan. Grabe naman, but may Samaritan pa sa kwento. Jesus was talking to Jewish people and a lot of them really hate. Actually, in history, Jewish people hate the Samaritans because ito pong Samaritans ay mga Jew na nakipag-intermarry with pagan people. So they were, in their eyes, they were ethnically dirty. Okay, mga mixed breed yan. Mga Askalandian pure breed. Okay, tayo, pure tayo, holy tayo. Okay, ganun yung tingin nila. So talagang galit na galit sila kasi gumawa pa sila ng sarili nilang temple. And kung maalala nyo yung story ni Nehemiah when he was rebuilding the temple, si Sanballat is actually part of the Samaritans where, you know, they actually oppose the Jews who were trying to build the temple. So grabe lang yung history ng alita ng awayan nila. In fact, yung mga Samaritan naman galit na galit din sa mga Jewish people because one of the Jewish people in history, 130 years before Jesus came into existence, he demolished the temple that the Samaritans did, that they built. So talagang grabe lang yung history and hugot nila for centuries. They hate each other. But when Jesus said, a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, I believe the people were imagining, kung yung priest at yung Levite, dinaanan lang to, siguro itong Samaritan na to, tutuluyan niya na to, papatayin niya na to. Kasi talagang magkaaway, Jew yung naglalakbay. So they were expecting na talagang papatayin niya. But you know what? Here's where the twist comes in. Jesus said, the Samaritan had compassion. Ba't ganun? Ba't, ha? Pwede ba yun? Hindi dapat ganyan. Lord, Jesus, your teacher, you're telling the story wrong in their hearts, in their minds. Why are you telling this? It's ridiculous. It's impossible. An enemy would love an enemy? In fact, Jesus was sharing this to make a point that indeed, if you have compassion, you would really have that at all times in all places. Because compassion is something that would cause you to take action. Compassion always takes action. And if you have that, you will act on that. It goes beyond feelings, it goes beyond seeing the need, but it goes to the need. And it helps and it acts. And the picture is this. Yung tao na hindi nila inaasahang tumulong, yung pa yung tumulong. And as the text says, I love how it was said that he saw him. This is how compassion looks like. It sees the need. It goes to the need. And it brings the need to the expert. It collaborates with people who could deal with the need better. And on behalf of the good Samaritan, he actually spent his money. He paid for whatever is needed. Alam nyo yung 2 denarii daw na yun, in their time, is sufficient to pay for a wayside inn like that for 2 months. Imagine nyo, may nakita kayong nangangailangan, kailangan nyo siyang i-go hotel for 2 months. Di ba? Parang medyo masakit yata, mabigat sa bulsa yun, di ba? Kahit na, ano, di ba, hindi ganun, hindi naman siguro 5-star, pero, di ba, mabigat yun, ha? 2 months, ititira mo dun yung guy. But this is a picture of real and genuine compassion. It doesn't just seize the need, it goes to it and even collaborates with people who would make sure that the needs will be met. Just a little commentary on the oil and the wine. Ito po yung laging baon ng mga taong naglalakbay. Oil is for cooking and the wine is to get them, you know, hydrated and energized in their travel. So imagine, this guy could have taken some cottons, di ba? Bulak, tapos he could, di ba? Patak-patak lang, tipid-tipid din, may biyahe pa ako. But he didn't. The Bible tells us he poured it out. The oil His very provision, the wine, you know, to keep the guy from yung disinfect, para ma-disinfect siya, talagang binigay niya lahat. And even I can just imagine, while Jesus was telling this parable, he's prophetically saying what he would do for all humanity. Na hindi niya titipirin with his blood. Hindi niya bibigay yung buhay niya, oh, unti lang ha, 10% lang ng blood ko yung bibigay ko sa'yo. No, he poured it out. And he would pour it out. And he was a picture of what he's about to do. I like how Pastor Ryan Tan told as we were preparing for this. He said that, you know, Joash, doctrine is what we believe. And that's important. We should be biblical. We should be based on God's word. But love is how we should behave. This is the calling God has for all believers. In fact, this is the greatest advertisement for church history, for all Christianity. Wala naman yung Twitter, wala namang Instagram, wala namang Facebook. But the way they grew in influence was because of their love for one another. They were the ones who showed social responsibility in their time. They were the ones who helped people in need and shared their resources. Napaka-evident nung community of Christian believers in their time. That's why people were attracted and the church grew. What do we do whenever we see a need? You know, maybe you've seen all the rants online about drugs and war and killings and all that. You know, this is my question to those who are ranting online, just criticizing and putting their opinions. The question is, what are you doing about it? What are we doing about it? Puro na lang ba tayo, di ba, banatan online and all. But you know what? As part of this local church, this church community, I'm really proud and I'm really privileged that we have people who would take action and really act on what they are seeing and need. And they would really move in compassion. This is an example. It's a group called SIPAG. Okay, simula ng pag-asa, or some call it simula ng pagbabago. And this is a group that's really dedicated to help walk with those people who have surrendered their drug use. Alam mo natin, ang daming sumusuko ngayon, di ba? Sabi nga nila, by the end of this year, it would rise up to about 1 million. Hindi na ko kaya ng DSWD. They're asking us for help. They're asking the church. And they're asking every, I believe, even religious groups to help, di ba, with the recovery that they have. Because kinalakihan na nila to eh. Di ba? Their drug is their Lord already. But because of fear of for their lives, but they surrendered and really they would do what it takes just to save their lives. And a lot of centers are opening up. In fact, in San Juan, ito po yung picture sa City Hall. And we have about 30 to 40 volunteers who are going there every Saturday, every weekend, their morning. They dedicate it so that after the teaching session, they would go into small groups to walk with them, to preach the gospel, to help build relationship with them. And ito po yung picture. Hindi po yung picture yung mga surrenderees, ano? Picture po yan ng mga leaders natin na nag-volunteer. Ayan. And most of them are actually from the 5 p.m. and the 7 p.m. service. And a lot of them also are from our other services. And these are the guys who are really investing their time, investing their heart, diba? Even their resources to walk with these people who needs to journey in their recovery. And the goal of SIPAG also is to not just to help them in their change of mind and their restoration, but really to bring them eventually to a stable job. Okay, para maging maayos yung ano nila. And one of the stories I won't forget with one of the volunteers, and he preached the gospel to one of his small group members. So talagang tuwang-tuwa, tinanggap niya yung message, and he's really excited to know more about Jesus and to follow him. But you know what? The following day, this guy was shot dead. We didn't know, maybe, di ba, people are really, especially with people na connected dito sa mga social ills natin na to, we didn't know. But that leader was at peace. He said, Pastor, actually, malungkot, nawala siya, sayang, mahaba pa sana buhay niya, but I have the peace because buti na lang, no? God was so in time that He brought us there and even used us to be a channel of the gospel message. And we will see each other in heaven. And these guys, you know, they're not just doing something for our society in the physical, but they're bringing the gospel even through these actual needs that we have. Jesus goes back to the lawyer of the religious law, and he asked them, after telling about the parable, sabi niya, oh, yan yung tatlong characters. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? When he was asked, who is my neighbor? Through the parable, Jesus corrected him. That instead of asking who my neighbor is, you should be asking, Jesus is asking us to be a neighbor. Be someone who would help. Sino ba yung neighbor natin? Everyone who is in need. We are supposed to be a neighbor to them. Because, nung tinanong niya yung question kasi na yun, in the tradition, rabbinical interpretation of the love your neighbor in their time is this. Love mo yung neighbor mo, pero yung enemy mo, i-hate mo. That's why there was a time when Jesus was conversing, di ba, he was teaching about loving your enemies. Di ba, kinote niya, sabi niya, you have heard that it was said. Sabihin, he was referring to that tradition, love your neighbors and hate your enemies. Kasi tradition na wala na yung bigat ng command that we are to love our neighbors. But he corrected that because that kind of interpretation is really subjective. Ibig sabihin, kung sino yung gusto mo lang mahalin, mahalin mo. Pero kung yung mga kaaway mo, pwede mo yan. You are free to treat them and be free of any moral obligation sa kanya. Kasi kaaway mo sila eh. And that interpretation is dangerous because you really don't have the love that Jesus is preaching. But Jesus brings them back to the heart of the Shema and the command, the Ten Commandments. It's really about love of God and love for our neighbor. It's about everyone who is in need. So, nung tinanong siya, ito yung sagot niya. Edi, sino pa ba? Teacher. Edi, yung isa, the one who showed him mercy. Diba, hindi man lang niya sinabi the Samaritan kasi may hugot pa rin, may sama ng loob. So, tinawag niya, edi, yung the one who showed him mercy. Jesus was trying to win this guy, but he was so hard in his self-righteousness, he was so blinded by his hard heart that it failed him to see his need for God, for God's grace. He should have pleaded for mercy, di ba? He should have seen his need of salvation. But this guy is blinded already. And the same phrase, you know, I believe is actually the heart of how and why we could reach out to the needy and make a difference in our society. Because the ultimate neighbor humanity had was Jesus. The 2,000 years ago, humanity is beaten, we were robbed of our purpose, and we are dying in our sin, but Jesus saw us, and He came to us. He came to you and me. He attended to us and He made sure that everything will be paid for us to be made right again. He did not, you know, make tipid of us, but He poured it all on us. Hindi niya tinipid yung kanyang provision, but He gave His all. And He made sure that everything will be paid in full on the cross. On the cross, Jesus demonstrated the meaning of perfect love of God and perfect love of men. And only Jesus could fulfill this. All of us will fail in this and have failed in it. But Jesus fulfilled the law so that we would have hearts that are new and are free to love Him and to really love each other, the people that God surrounded us with. It's all by His grace that we could reach out, because a heart who knows what compassion is, a heart that experienced the compassion of God, will be a heart that would really pour it out also with other people. Romans 5:10. I want to close with this. It says here, For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved through His life. You are saved because He was the one who gave His life and paid for the cost of sin. The cost of sin is deadly. Sin will take you to places you never imagined it will take you, and it will hold you there Kala mo, di ba parang Pinocchio yan eh? Kala mo, talagang mabilis lang to. You can get away with it, but it will trap you. It will make you stay there and it will make you a slave so that you cannot save yourself. But God in His love and in His mercy, He paid the price. Amen? This is good news. He paid for us so that we too could move in the same breath, in the same heart. Not that we would die on the cross because only He could die because He's the only one perfect. But we could reach out in our own little compassionate ways so that we would bring them to the one who's ultimately compassionate, who is Jesus. Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise. As you've received compassion, go out in the world. Reach out in their need so that you will effectively preach the gospel, because that is the example that I left you with. Because God is compassionate towards us in Christ, we too can and should be moved by compassion to other people. Lord, we thank you, God, for indeed you are the source of our ultimate hope. That because, Lord, you have provided a way for us to be right with you, how much more, God, you will provide for every single thing that we need. Alam ko, Panginoon, most of us in this room have also our own needs. But God, I thank you that you are rich in your grace, you are rich, God, even in your provision, to cause us, Lord God, even in our time of need, to be a channel of blessing to other people.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.